The 2014 budget proposes increased bus fares. Jedediah Smith is a member of the Municipal Public Transportation Board. He testified in favor of the fare hike.
We recognize that the cost of fuel has increased, and we have not seen a single ride fare increase since 2005. We believe, after much deliberation that the board participated in, that this is a modest increase in fares. But we also do not want to see a status quo or a decrease in people mover service.
If the budget passes as is, adult fares would go from $1.75 to $2. Senior fares would double from 50 cents to $1. Anchor Rides, a ride service for seniors and people with disabilities, would see a fee increase of 50 cents too, from $3 to $3.50. Michael Wendland, who teaches special education in the Anchorage School District, lobbied the assembly to keep fares the same for people with disabilities.
If the funds are doubled from 50 cents to $1, that means that the funds that we need to raise for our class also double. We don't get a lot of funds from the school district, and so we have to do our own fundraising and grants. And furthermore, once our students transition to adults, they rely on fixed incomes from government programs. And so if their expenditures are doubled for transportation, they might not be able to afford that.
Sam Dubois testified that raising fares for people who need public transportation would be counterproductive.
It seems like on some level, we're taxing people or giving them a penalty or a fine because for whatever reason they're unable to afford a car and the insurance and things that go along with that, or they choose not to use a car. And so on the same line, it would seem to be more productive long term if we kept the fees the same or even lowered them to encourage people to use public transportation.
The other big concern was the library system. Many said it wasn't getting adequate funding under the proposed budget, especially for technology. Sue Sheriff said it was imperative that more money be allocated for improving online access.
I invite you to visit the library after school or on weekends and wait 40 minutes to an hour to get on a public workstation and do work at the still sluggish speeds offered to the public now.
Cheryl Lovegreen also spoke in support of technology upgrades and asked for more money to repair the building. She asked for an additional $260,000 for the library system to be added to the budget.
This modest addition will make a huge difference to the library and its patrons, and will help it work to serve our residents for years to come. We also need to increase the capital request for the LUSAC library renovations so that we can maintain the aging building and renovate the failing entrance area.
One person testified that pieces of the building were beginning to fall off, nearly hitting people below. The proposed 2014 budget is around $470 million, which is 1% lower than the 2013 budget. Mayor Dan Sullivan says the cuts will allow a drop in property taxes. Budget testimony was closed at Tuesday's assembly meeting. There is a work session scheduled at City Hall on Friday at 11 a.m. where the final budget will be hashed out. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.